CU/Farley. Tags 1960 Margaret. Tab 1. Tab 2. The Chief. 1st of October 1960. I loaded Tommy into the truck and took him to work with me. The boy perked up at the sight of the two-story displays. A damn sight better than the consumer-grade equipment his mother used to review her nude home shows. We had a spare terminal, so I locked him in with the basic access and let him handle analysis on some of the non-essential traffic. No one would mind. With his orange cap, he almost fit in. Perturbations in the mesh. We're bringing a new series of embassy clowns online, and things were not going smoothly. I was asked to supervise the side switch. At 7:30, Tommy spoke up, something about overlap. Pop, we've got incoming. Three embassies were competing for the same channel. Ping errors were filling up the logs. I asked Tommy if he had a solution. Subnet them. My man went into action and the crisis was averted. Chief gave Tommy a lollipop. Tommy liked the snow, but touching his hand to it produced tears. I growled at him a bit. I guess stopped the truck and we cut across town back to the hovel. We had opened a new file on Tommy. CU/Farley would follow him for the rest of his life. He'd shown aptitude. All of that testing wasn't a waste after all. His mother would grumble, but his interest was clear, honest. We assigned him Tab 2 and that was that. Inside the house, I prepared a plate of sandwiches and pickles, and we settled in to monitor the logs. Again, Tommy showed initiative and reorganized his own desktop for efficiency. I dozed off for a while, and when I came to, he'd routed the embassy logs through his login. He picked out some trouble spots and saved the boys back at HQ a few hours of grief. I considered pulling him out of school for a few months until the embassies were all up and running. Heh, not likely, not with his mother. Flipped on the telescreen. Presidential election, Iran. Can't escape it. Switched off the telescreen and back to Tommy's progress, trawling the logs. I showed him how to clean up a few streams, and within a few minutes, he was giving me advice on my own data structures. I wondered how long this could hold his attention. At 10:25, a page came over the wire, calling me back to HQ. I strapped Tommy to his seat, and we were on our way. The truck spun through the slush, and we got hung up in the parking lot. I left the vehicle and charged towards the building with Tommy in tow. Housekeeping would dig out the truck as time permitted. We made it up the stairs and Chief stopped us before we got to our terminals. CU/Farley was already 20 pages thick. They had decided to call in their investment early. I slicked down Tommy's eyebrows with my thumb and handed him over. My son and I locked eyes, Tommy full of comprehension. He reached up to his head and removed his orange toboggan. He glanced at the name I'd scrawled inside it, Tab 2, and then passed it over to me, his three-year-old arms not quite bridging the gap between us. I nodded. I understood.